by the Wolf. Who's this?
This is Dave Turin.
Dave Turin, the man with the gold pan in his hand. Come on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The Wolf. I can't believe it.
Give me a big howl, Dave. Come on. Let's go.
Yes. I love it, brother.
That is a gold mining howl right there. I got to tell you, Dave, first of all, I got to admit, I am a crazy gold fan. Not in the sense of, you know, I'm out there mining for it myself, but I have been watching Gold Rush, Whitewater Gold. I've watched every Bering Sea Gold. Lost Musk, you name it. If there is gold in the title of anything on Discovery Channel, I watch it. And the good news is you've been in so much of that, it is crazy. I'm actually talking to you right now.
Isn't it crazy? You know, you think about it. I've been on like 4 or 5 of these shows.
Yeah.
I was on Gold Rush Main Show. I did Dave Turin's Lost Mine. Now I've got America's Backyard Gold. I was on with Fred and you know, Freddie Dodge and Juan.
Yep.
And then we did one called The Winner's Fortune. So it's just unbelievable. But I'm really super excited about the new show. Friday night, and this is the one that I was always wanting to do because it's a lot about human interest, real people out there, and there's gold still to be found. And, you know, and we get to talk about the history because I love history. It's just amazing. And so one of these days, I'm going to have to get you out there as an everyday guy, and we'll go find some gold.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got me excited about the possibility of that because I was lucky enough to watch the first episode, which you said airs Friday night on the Discovery Channel. By the way, my Discovery playlist on the app is just full of all of those shows you just mentioned. And now I get to add this to it for Friday nights. And the first episode, you went to my neck of the woods. I'm actually from Northern California, further north than you went. But I was like, oh, my gosh, he's going to be, you know, near my hometown. You're out there in Placerville. You went to Happy Camp. Oh, my gosh.
Happy Camp.
Happy Camp. And you're right. The thing that I really loved about it was not only are you literally hunting for gold, but, dude, you've got, like, a teacher's heart. You like to share your knowledge and teach people how to do this.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love to be able to share my knowledge, my wisdom. You know, I've been chasing gold now for 15 years. I've been in construction for over 4 years. But it's just fun to share the interest because when you get out there, these people are passionate.
Yeah.
They love finding gold. And the other thing, this becomes almost an obsession. It can be somewhat of an addiction. Gold fever is real. But I'm finding people out there that are helping other people actually overcome addictions by going finding gold. So it's just an amazing world. I love the people, I love the history, and we're going on an adventure. We covered 9 different states this summer. And we talked to over 60 people. Some of them are kooky. Some of them are strange and weird. We did it all. And it was a lot of fun. And it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. So, you know, not only how to find the gold. I mean, you get into the science of it, the geology, obviously the stories, the locations, the characters. And not only do you share your love and passion and your experience with these people to help them be successful, but, dude, you love to give back. I mean, in that first episode, I mean, you legitimately helped out 2 different miners increase their gold production and by showing them some new equipment and new styles and ways to do things. It's just awesome. It truly is. Like, you can tell that all of the other experiences you had with all the other different, you know, gold shows that you were on, this really is a culmination of all of those the way you always wanted to do it. It really comes through in that. It really does.
Well, thank you. And that's exactly why I kept at it. You know, I got off Gold Rush. It was, you know, unfortunate circumstances.
Brawl, baby! Wow!
And then, you know, Dave Turin's Lost Mine. We got trapped in the fact that once you find the gold, you find a good piece of property, you got to mine it. And then it became Gold Rush, mini Gold Rush.
Yeah.
But this one is one that was always my passion, and I just didn't give up. I was like, I want one more shot at this. I want to do it kind of what the people that I want to meet is like the smaller miners, the people out there doing it. And a lot of these people aren't doing it just for the money. It becomes, you know, it could be a family outing. It could be family needing some extra cash. It could be a community of people. And that's what I love about it, because it's everyday people. It's not just people that have big equipment and lots of money. And it's just people out there enjoying it, having a good time. They're passionate about it. And we get to learn the history of gold and how it shaped America.